Getting caught up with the Nebraska Farm Service Agency. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Visiting today with Hillary Miracle, who is Nebraska FSA State Executive Director. And good morning, Hillary. I guess thank you for joining us here today on WNAX.
Good morning, Danielle. I'm excited to be here and have a chance to check in with your listeners.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's always good to catch up with you guys. And I mean, it's surely been a busy year for farmers and ranchers. Crazy that we're already at the end of December. But as you look back on 2025, I guess, any highlights or big wins or just anything that sticks out to you for this year?
Yeah, it was a great year. And I'm just so excited to share just a few of the highlights and, you know, what USDA Farm Service Agency in alignment with our president and administration has been able to do to help our farmers and ranchers. You know, a big piece of that was the disaster recovery assistance, that $30 billion. It really covered disasters from 23 and 24, wildfires, heat, drought, tornadoes, winter storms. A couple of those highlights that I'd like to share are the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, or ECAP. It was a direct payment for eligible commodities for the 2024 crop year. SIUP was in March and in August. In Nebraska alone, there were over $620.5 million in assistance distributed. And, you know, when I think about that assistance, and that doesn't, it goes to the farmer and then that goes back to their communities and helps build rural Nebraska and rural America. And so it's much bigger. And that's pretty exciting. That's a lot of dollars. Another would have been the ELRP, the Emergency Livestock Relief Program. That was specifically drought and wildfire. Again, it covered 23 and 24, an emergency program. That was May through November. And that was $67.5 million for 2023. And then in 2024, we didn't have quite as much drought impact, but $2.8 million. Again, those are Nebraska numbers. So when you look at across your whole listening area, those are much higher. Nationally, ECAP was $9.3 billion. And so those emergency programs really did keep us busy in our offices, along with normal acreage reporting and all those things we always do. But those emergency programs were huge and hopefully a big help to our farmers and ranchers.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, I mean, the government usually does a great job of, you know, helping out and closing some of those gaps when, you know, disaster does happen. But I don't know if you mentioned it, but there's also, you guys also have like indemnity programs too. So like if you would lose livestock or something on along those lines, I know producers know there's programs out there, but it's always good to have a reminder.
Absolutely. So anytime there's a disaster, whether it be livestock or crop related, you know, it's a great idea to check in with your local office and see what programs may be there. Sometimes it does take a little bit of time before everything is implemented, but absolutely, there's always emergency programs available. They may fit your situation. They may not. You know, one in particular that sign-up is happening right now for, and I don't know as far as the entire listening area, but for Nebraska, I know a few people have qualified for the milk loss program. We had some pretty big blizzards the last couple winters, and in 23-24, those milk loss programs, sign-up began November 24th. It ends January 23rd. So if you're a dairyman that had to dump milk, that is one of those programs where that's a pretty big loss. Nobody ever wants to have to dump milk, but we couldn't get there with the milk trucks. The roads were closed for just multiple days because of those blizzards. So that's one example of that. So there is a deadline there at the end of January.
Definitely some good information to keep in mind there. Make sure to stay tuned throughout the day to hear more from this interview. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.